Well, good morning. Welcome back to the God School. This effort is dedicated to showing God off, to bringing the good news of Jesus Christ, that is the gospel, that is the power of God unto salvation, to the world. Though we be few, it makes no difference to God to save by many or by few. Today, amidst some very troubling times, rumors of wars, hurricanes, fires, political wrangling, accusation upon accusation. Evil manifesting itself in many ways. I want to bring a message today that you might be encouraged in spite of circumstance. We've been here before. Open your Bibles to the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. The chapter opens and it says, "And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. Think on that for a minute. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, Son," King James, "be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. He's in his city with his people. And the passage goes on to say, "And behold, certain of the scribes within themselves said within themselves, This man blasphemeth." Let me put a little flesh and blood on this. And behold, certain of the religious people said within themselves, "This man blasphemeth." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, I'm reminded of the 139th Psalm. Let's go to it for just a minute. I wasn't planning on going there, but I want to do it. It says, "O Lord," and they called Jesus Lord, for he is Lord. "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsittings and mine uprising. You understand my thought afar off. This is Jesus. You compass my path and my lying down. Thou understandest my down sittings and mine uprisings, my down times and my good times. You understand my thought afar off. You compass my path when I'm on a journey and when I'm lying down, and you're acquainted with all my ways." And to these religious people, Jesus said, "Why do you think evil in your heart?" And he goes on and he says, "For whither is it is easier, which is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," then saith he to the sick of palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house." And he arose and departed to his house. Wow. Not only power to heal, but power to forgive sins. This guy is laying in on a stretcher. And it's not the first thing that Jesus said, "Arise and walk and take up thy bed." He said, "Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven." He's not talking to the multitude, he's talking to an individual. He's talking to me and to you. We come to another passage in the same chapter. Go to the 20th verse of Matthew 9. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Underline that word behind. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. She came behind. She had a sense of insignificance. She didn't want to get in his face. She came behind and looked only to touch the hem of his garment. She didn't want to bother him. But she had this hope. In spite of a feeling of insignificance, of a feeling of insecurity, but she acted anyway. And in spite of her feeling of insignificance, it says, but Jesus turned about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. I always find it interesting in the King James translation where they use different English words to translate the same Greek word. In this case, both the word good cheer and good comfort, the word is tharseo. Tharseo. Let's go to another passage. Turn in your Bible. To the 27th verse of the, well, let's turn to the 14th chapter of Matthew. It says in the 22nd verse, after Jesus had just fed 5,000 men besides women and children. In the 22nd verse it says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Jesus sent them. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. The best prayers are those where we are alone with God. Never alone, but with God. Never alone, but with Jesus. And it goes on to say, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, that is, deep into the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit," and they cried out for fear. These guys, tough old fishermen who had been with Jesus, who just saw him turn a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish into enough to feed 5,000 men beside women and children, who had instructed them to get into a ship and to go to the other side before him. Think about this for a minute. He had sent them, and they saw him walking on the sea, and they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit." They cried out for fear. They didn't know what it was they saw. They had a fear of the unknown. But straightway, that is, immediately, Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer." Same word, tharseo. "It is I. Be not afraid." Stay with me. We're trying to give text and context to the message. It's going to be short. Turn now in your Bible to the 16th chapter of John. Jesus is delivering, you'll find, from the 14th through the 17th. If you had a red letter Bible, it'd be mostly red letter. Of all those chapters. And in the 16th chapter, part of what Jesus had to say in the 32nd verse, "Behold, the hour cometh, Yea, and is now come, that ye shall be scattered, and every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. He gave them in these 14th, 15th, and 16th chapters He shared his heart. He told them of his coming suffering and death. He tried to encourage, he didn't try, he spoke that when he was gone, he would send a comforter, one alongside, as he had one alongside, even the Father who was with him. And the last verse of the 16th chapter says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. And here again, King James, same word. Jesus said, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. A couple of things I'd point out here. All the things that Jesus said to them, he said that in me you might have peace, cessation of againstness. Where do we have peace? In Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, who is heir of all things, by whom also the worlds were made, who by himself purified us from our sins, who holds all things together by the power of his word, in him we have cessation of againstness. The understanding being God is not against his Son Jesus, and though we may not see it, the Word proclaims. That for faith, God not only puts us in Christ, but He puts Himself in us. In the world ye shall have tribulations. In the book of Isaiah, see if I can find it quickly. Stay with me. In the 42nd chapter, it says, in the 8th verse, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. It is a way of God that when they come to pass, you may know. It is God that is speaking. And Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Now, I can't stand it anymore. I got to tell you what this word being translated cheer or comfort in these four verses that I've given you. That is Matthew 9:2, Matthew 9:22, Matthew 14:27, here in John 16:33, they're all the same word, same Greek word, tharseo, and the word means courage. And faith is 90% courage. Dr. Scott used to teach He told this story about during the Second World War that you'd read the headlines in the newspapers about, say, what was his name? Patton's army storming 40 miles, storming 70 miles, storming this far and that far. And one who was part of that army said it wasn't like that we were leaping over these distances, that it was each soldier taking one step at a time, courageously. And they proceeded on. And they went on to victory. This word in John, in the Greek, wherein Jesus says, I have overcome the world, the Greek word is nikao. It's that word that we see all over in watching a program that sports outfitter called Nike with the check mark. The word means victorious. He says to the one sick of palsy, be of good courage. He says to the woman with the issue of blood, be of good courage. He says to those disciples who had been sent by himself, who feared the unknown, be of good courage. He tells again his disciples, and he tells us in the world, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage. I am victorious over the world. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We are part of a bigger picture. We're part of God's plan, and we are not to be discouraged by circumstance, but to be of good courage. For Jesus has overcome all the circumstances of the world that might discourage us. Now turn to the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, and I'm going to read a few verses. Situation is Paul, the Jews attempting to try him in Jerusalem, appeals to Caesar, being a Roman citizen. That's a wonderful story in all of it, in and of itself, but that's not what we're talking about today. And it opens, or it doesn't open, but let's go, just go to the and Paul is now on a ship sailing to Rome. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. It means a northeast wind. And when the ship was caught, it could not bear up into the wind, and we let her drive. It's just being pushed by the wind. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands strike sail, and so were driven, and being exceedingly tossed with a tempest. The next day, lightened the ship. They were starting to toss stuff off the ship. And the third day, we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me." Paul had warned them earlier not to go, and not loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Now, and Paul speaking in, now, you know, this is not a boat full of Christians. This is a boat full of Romans and other passengers. And he says, "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer," King James, "to be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship." And he goes on to say, "For there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with you. Because of this, sirs, be of good," let's put the right word in, "good courage, for I faith God that it shall be even as was told me," that it shall be the word of God. When all hope was lost, verse 20, then came the word of the Lord, verse 24. And the result, in spite of circumstance, and because of the word, Paul not only was encouraged, but encouraged those who were with him. Just lost the ribbon in my Bible, lost my place. We'll get back there. What's the message? What circumstance do you or I find ourselves in, wherein our faith, 90% of which is courage, may be waning? Is it guilt? Jesus said, "Be of good courage." thy sins be forgiven. Is it sickness? He said, be of good courage. Thy faith has made thee whole. Is it fearing the unknown? Jesus said, be of good courage. It is I. Is it tribulation, whether personal or that which we see so much of in this world that seems to deny God's power and God's rule in this world, and we see nothing but chaos? Be of good courage. I am victorious over the world and all that it can bring. Is your state dark? And has no light? The word of God, the vision you have of God, the dreams you have of God seem, the promises you have of God seem to be of no effect. You don't see any results. All hope is lost. God's word declares to us, in spite of guilt or sickness or fear of the unknown or troubles or darkness, be of good courage. The gospel does proclaim, for faith God puts us in him. We are not alone, but with Christ, who has overcome the world. As we approach the day and the weeks and the months ahead, hold these words of Jesus. By whom the worlds were made. Be of good courage. That's the God School for today.